We're joined by Angela Dalton, who represents the people of the South Side on the Auckland Council. We've had discussions already today, one with Al Filipina. Chris Carter added his perspective, although he's not voting today. The councillors will be. They'll be reconvening at 10 o'clock after an arduous hui yesterday. Angela Dalton's with us. She's on the motorway going into town. Tēnā koe. Thanks for joining us, Angela.
Kia ora, Dale.
Morena. Tēnā koe. Well, firstly, just tell us which position you are holding, what you're taking to the table today, if you'd be kind enough, please, Angela.
Yeah, Dale, I'm opposing the sale of the shares, the Auckland Airport shares, and I'm suggesting, alongside my colleagues, Councillor Alf and Lotto and a few others, that we do have a rate increase around the rate of inflation, and that we do put some money on short-term debt, and we release some of the cuts to the organisation. And my reason for that, Dale, is that the shares are our biggest asset that we have. No other asset that we have will return $40 million next year, increasing up to $90 million by 2031. So we need to discuss that in our long-term plan, which starts in a few weeks, and compare it to all of our other assets. So I think it's pretty short-term decision-making for such a big asset that Aucklanders have held for many years now.
And it seems to be a huge decision to make over what effectively is a couple of days. I know that you've positioned yourselves, everyone has, but for such an important decision, I guess many of us out here in Civvy Street are wondering, you know, why the extreme urgency?
Yes, it should be taking more time. We have a year to discuss the long-term plan, and then we can balance it with all of our other assets and make the right decisions for Auckland, for Tāmaki going forward. It's worse now, in my view, because now we're down to a partial sale, which doesn't achieve the objective that the Mayor wanted. The Mayor wanted to pay down $2.2 billion worth of debt by selling the shares, and now that's being watered right down. So the net benefit would be around $28 million a year, which is not much when you look at the hole we're trying to fill is $325. So the numbers aren't stacking up for me, let alone the fact that I think we need to have a broader conversation about it.
Well, you know, he crows about having the mandate from Aucklanders to fix the city. In reality, as you and I both know, it was the North Shore and the leafy suburbs who got Wayne across the line, and the people of the South who you represent, who really brought the shares through the Manukau City Council, can't see any advantage. But is the push coming from those well-heeled who effectively got Brown into office?
Well, yes, because when you look at the councillors that do not want to sell the shares, we're looking at the councillors, well, Councillor Fully from Ōtāra Papatoetoe, Councillor Alf from Mangere Ōtāhuhu, and myself. We also have Councillor Leone from out west, and Councillor Bartley from Tāmaki Mangakiki. So, we're sort of up against it. Although, you know, Mike Lee has been very strong. He will not sell the shares, and he represents Waitemata in the Gulf Islands. And we also have two councillors from Albany who are opposed to selling the shares. So, you know, there's a bit of a spread there, but in the most part, it is the South Side that's got the most people who did not give this mayor a mandate, and they need their voices heard.
So you're not one to be bullied? Are you going to go in there, stand your ground? What about the numbers? Have you read the room? Where's it all stand going into this morning's hui?
It looks to me like it's a little bit more wobbly now. I think we were pretty evenly spread, and through debate things change. But now I think we might get some councillors moving to partial sale. And so it's really going to be down to how well we debate this today and try and get the will of the councillors who want to have a more robust conversation in the long-term plan. And that's not saying we'll sell them in the long-term plan. That's just saying let's see if the evidence all stacks up before we rush ahead with a sale of this magnitude. It'll be close, though.
It's interesting to me that all the councillors you name represent those in the lower socioeconomic band. You know, there's a conservatism here when it comes to selling the family jewels, which might be mirrored in our houses as well. You know, things that take a long time to accumulate, we're not in a hurry to get rid of, I guess would be one way to describe Māori and Pacifica households and whānau operations. So, and of course, there's been no guarantees about what the communities that bought the shares will receive on this sale. What do you make of the scaremongering? Look, we're going to close down the CAB. Look, we're going to close our libraries. This is all stuff that Wayne's been saying in the last few months. We have to close our libraries. We've got to close our citizens' advice bureaus. We've got to have less on culture and heritage. You know, they've already stopped mowing the berms, but that's another gripe. What do you make of the scaremongering associated with this decision-making kaupapa?
It's got to stop. So there is a culture emerging that is one of shaming people, name-calling, bullying, and it's got to stop because this is not who we are. And I don't like the way that is starting to seep into, not so much the organisation, but perhaps the governors. You know, it gets to be a bit of a free-for-all at times around the council table. This is not how we want our city led. The role deserves mana given to us, and that doesn't happen through shaming people and name-calling and bullying to get your way. So things have to change, and that's another discussion that we need to have, which probably won't be today, but we need to have it before we head into any more decisions for our city.
I thank you for your time. Thanks very much for talking with us. Interesting. We know that you're doing your best by the people of the South Side. Angela Dalton with us again today. Thanks so much, Angela. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. After 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about coke.